It's our off-air pod show. It's our off-air pod show. It's our off-air pod show. It's our off-air pod show.
Yep, it's our off-air pod show. It's Wednesday, or should I say Wednesday,
which yep, is where like, you have a question on a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's like Q&A stuff. If you would like to ask us a question, you can do so in the Ben, Liam and Bell app squad, or you can send us a DM on Instagram, Ben, Liam and Bell. Just get in touch. I am Liam. I don't have any business. I'm just keen to answer some questions. Ben?
Hello there. I'm not going to have any business today, and I don't reserve the right because time-wise, we're a little under the
pump. We've got about 12 minutes before we're live. So we'll keep it. We'll move through
it. Be efficient.
Bell?
Hello, present.
Producer Andy?
Present.
Producer and, Tina?
Three orders of business.
Oh. Oh. I'm joking.
Wet and squee.
Producer Tina?
Howdy.
We have Scudder?
Present.
And Jack?
Present.
Nice one. So, yeah, who's got the questions? Are they...
Fortini does.
Call off Fortini. Wonderful.
Do we have an intro?
Bang time!
By this time next week, we'll have an intro.
Just making sure that
way.
Yeah. That information gets passed along.
Yeah. My mum this morning, she said, "Oh, I loved the show this week. My favourite bit was that song about Fortini." I said, "Oh, thanks, mum." She liked the thing that the listener suggested. That was her main takeaway. That was her favourite bit.
I'm glad she's enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Had a couple of people in the office that also say they like it.
It is
so
good.
We
won't get to everybody's Wens questions, but we'll give it a red hot go. Mm-hmm. If we don't get to any of your questions today, we will get to them next Wens quay.
Yeah, we have a big list of quays, and we can't ask. I've given Tina five of the quays, and we might not get to all five.
And look, it's okay if we don't get to them all, because we will get there at some point. Yeah, next Wens quay.
We should get Isaac Quaynor on to ask.
I would love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Quade
squad.
Booth, a guy I went to school with.
Quade Cooper.
Good one. All right.
Isaac Quaynor?
We literally...
Are you kidding me, Bell? That was two ago. That's what Ben started this with.
Let's get to the quays.
Okay. I'm starting to quay your sanity.
Yeah. Question. Yeah.
Okay. Quade Chandler.
Who Cade the hell Chandler. Is that?
Enough.
That's pipe down there, Bell.
Get back on track. Okay, question for everyone from Tom. When's Dungeons & Dragons coming back?
Soon, I hope.
Yeah, maybe
it's
the next holidays.
It's a monster to organise, and it genuinely took up like hours and hours and hours of recording and then editing. So we loved doing it as much as I'm assuming you loved hearing it. We would like to do another one, though.
Also, to be completely honest, if we were to do it with everyone in this room, it would potentially take weeks.
Yeah.
Might have to be one of those things where it's like, oh, sorry, guys, just three of us. Or
And we also need the budget to be able to fly over.
We don't have to fly, we can do it via Zoom.
Yeah, Aaron can be in Adelaide in the Nova studio and he can come up on the screen.
Yeah, true.
We could ship in for a Jetstar flight there and back.
Cheapest one they have.
Get him a Bonza one.
Ride his dragon over.
I didn't really answer that, Quay. But I would say
we wanted to.
At some point this year.
I would like to do it this year.
I would like to do it. I wasn't here for the first one.
Mm. Yeah.
I love to Hindi.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's what we're saying. Yeah. We can't have everyone, mate.
So you'll have to rock off for it. I wanted you to do it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get you.
Right. All right, okay.
No, that's what I'm just saying. I'm just saying it's going to be...
I'm out of Quay next week to get rid of Liam.
It's going to be a big beast if we're trying to... Like, it was the character thing. It just took so long.
There's a lot. It'd be messy. Yeah.
Big work for Scud. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yes. Watch the space. We're hoping before the end of the year we'll do it again.
Okay. Next one.
Okay.
Okay.
Quay 2.
How's everyone going? How's everyone enjoying late drive?
Yes.
I tell you that much.
Tina, who asked the question?
Did I not say? Oh, sorry. From Jackie.
Jackie Jackson?
Who's been an immediate menace.
Jackie Humphreys?
An immediate menace.
Jackie Humphreys.
I don't have last names.
She came blasting in last night into the Alpha Squad.
I told you she's on parole.
I love it. You see the twins going out? They just...
There's a lot.
I think, it's been really fun in the sense that it's nice having the national phones back. I think if you're a regular podcaster, you'd have to agree the calls have been a little bit more wild, I think, since we've done this shift. Mm. But I was just saying to Andy today, and certainly don't stop doing this, people in the office, but every day I have the same conversation, I'm sure you guys do too, with like someone from sales will walk over and they go, how's those sleep-ins, hey? And I go, no, they've been great. And then they always follow up with, you wouldn't know yourself. And I go, yeah. But like, it's been like a month of that now. Mm. And I can almost predict as soon as they go, how's those early mornings? No more early mornings. And I go, yeah, yeah. I almost want to say it at the same time as them. Yeah, what a know yourself.
I don't get that, but that's because I think the energy I project is don't talk to them.
Yeah. And I'm very much like, you know, when you open the back window for a dog and they're sort of putting their head out.
Liam,
like,
you literally go out of your way to go into offices and studios and talk.
Yeah, which is actually a nice trait, just not being a prick.
It is it is a really nice trait, but I can't leave the office at the same time as you, or like, have to go to Coles or something because it takes longer because you say goodbye to everyone.
Yeah,
But it's a nice trait. I love it.
It would actually be good to get people from the office just to go like a, what do you prefer? Like, do you like just head down?
I give a nod to people and say, hey.
I just find that sometimes if I eavesdrop on the conversation you're having with these random people that we work with.
Random people?
You be like, hey, how's your day going? I'm like, I don't care about how that person's day is going.
You worked in the sales side of the business for a while.
Yep.
So I suppose you would have a bit of a better idea of just like, so just before you worked on the team, Ben, myself and Belle, do you have any recollection of interactions that you had with the three of us?
Yeah, you would come and chat to us in the kitchen. Ben, I would avoid. Just, you did. You had an aura that I didn't want to talk to you. You didn't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
Belle would smile and that would basically be it. But you were the chatty
one. So like that, on a scale of nothing to middle and chat, like where did you feel best?
Like in the middle.
Okay, so Belle.
Because like if you're in the kitchen, you do want to have a conversation. But
yeah, it's a, hey, how are you? Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
but
right.
It is awkward small talk. Like,
yeah. It's always,
where did I fall in the Ben, Liam and Belle scale?
Oh, I thought you were like, you gave scary vibes.
Really?
Yeah. Now that I know you, I'm like, yeah. But before that,
is that what everyone thinks about me?
That's what I thought about you before you came on our team. I was like, don't talk to him.
I think I like that. I think I like people thinking I don't suffer fools. I don't. Mm.
Yeah, but you're also like the talk radio show. Like, you were like, to me, you were like, whoa, like talk back radio producer.
That guy was
hectic.
Wins.
Correct.
And then
correct. And then you won with us.
Yeah. The first time we met, like the Father Ballet breakfast show, Andy, and you were the EP, we were talking to you for probably 20 minutes, and then after I said to Liam, I was like, so is he the host? I thought that you were good.
Yeah. I was like, nah, man, that's Andy. He produces the show. I talk to him in the kitchen sometimes. He doesn't want to speak to me.
Cool.
Okay, next one. From Kai for everyone.
Hi, Kai.
What's everyone's favourite sports team and why?
It'd be nice in the future if when we get their names, we will go, hi, Kai.
Yeah.
Or like on this day, Kwai.
Hi, Kwai.
Thank you.
Do you want to start?
Sorry,
then?
What was I missed the question.
Everyone's favourite sport teams, I believe, why?
Yes, and why.
Oh, Port Adelaide.
Yeah, who do you break for?
Yeah, Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
Why?
For Kai.
Because I guess my dad went for them.
Why for Kwai, Kai?
Because we had someone in our family who played for Port Adelaide back in the 40s. So I guess that's when we first got onto them.
Nice.
40s. Mm.
My number one, I think we're asking for number one because there's a few sports teams.
Yeah, but number one.
Glasgow Rangers. I had no say in the matter. I was born into it. And I hate Celtic and Celtic fans more and more with every single beat of my heart.
To the beat of my heart.
Feels like he's going to go there. I'm not a fan of Andy's Protestant ties and team. However,
you've got one.
However, Liverpool is my favourite team. And it's just because I'm a fan of the round ball, and my dad is from Coventry, which is a pretty crappy town, and it's nigh on impossible to support them in Australia. So I had to pick like a Premier League team when I was a kid, like which I think most people in Australia do. Like you have to pick one of the big ones that you can maybe watch on SBS sometimes.
I go for Collingwood just because I was born into it, and they're my favourite.
I go for the D's because of my family. Ties.
Oh yeah, is this a known fact? Belle's uncle is the president of the D's.
Yeah.
Oh, was
vice
he?
President.
Joseph Gutnick.
Vice president.
Is
it? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, stop hamming it up. He's only the vice president of the AFL club.
Yes. So born into it.
I've been known to swing around depending on who's won the most recent premiership, but if you go back far enough, it was Essendon Bombers. Back in the days of like James Heard and Alessio and all of them. And recently I've done some gigs for Essendon Social Club. So I guess that's the one I've got the most ties to, which is not many.
Yeah, there you go.
DJ'd at Marvel a couple of times.
I did.
Yeah. I'm an Adelaide Crows man, born into it. Love the Crows, up the Camrys, Crom for life.
Where I'm from.
Question four.
Last one. Gotta
yeah.
be quick.
Yeah.
For Scudder from Lockie.
Uh-oh.
What's your story?
Hi, Lockie.
Do we have time for Scudder's story?
Like, really, give me like...
There was a shorter one than that.
Should we hold that? Because he's
you
got like, he's done like 10 careers.
That.
No,
I followed your order.
Sorry. No, no, but then I sent you another order.
I followed your updated order.
Did I ask a question about Ben? That's much quicker.
Sorry, Scudder. No, I'll answer. It's none of your damn business.
Just put my Air Force.
The story is none of your.
We will get Scudder's story in the next Wednesday edition.
Yeah. Question for Ben from Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
How's the Castile soap going?
Oh, the Castile soap.
Did I pronounce
it? Yeah, absolutely. It's great. Oh, I can talk about that. That's a long one. I can talk about Castile soap for a long time. My wife Sam was she was very against it, and she's slowly coming around. I did get 60 liters of it because it's non-toxic. And
that's enough to drown in. Like, that's a lot.
I found myself using like floor cleaners and like benchtop cleaners, and I was getting headaches. And I was like, "What is in this stuff?" And I started looking into it, and I was like, "It's just so bad for you, breathing in every day, and then it's like where you prepare your food, etc."
And down the drain and into the waterways.
Yep. So there's the environmental reasons. That's absolutely like a part of it. That's not so much why I get into it. I just genuinely don't like all the toxic stuff. But I have been using Castile soap, which is just made from spinified olive. It's just made from olive oil, basically. And it's non-toxic, and you can use it for everything. You can use it to wash your floors, do your dishes. You can wash the dog with it.
Your pits?
Do your pits with it. Do your pits
you,
and bits.
You do you.
Yep.
Yep.
I use Castile soap.
Doesn't,
yep.
doesn't burn
yep.
on
there's
the...
no other any other chemicals in our house. It's just all Castile
That's
soap.
That's so good, Ben. Mm. I love that.
Is there anything that it hasn't worked on? Or like that you've had to go extra hard on?
To be fair, on the floors, I did a mixture because I heard this was good. I did a mixture of vinegar and Castile soap. I think I got the mixture wrong because it made the floors really greasy. And Sam was like, "What have you done?" And I was like, "It'll be fine. Put some more Castile soap on it."
Turned into like a Charlie Chaplin set.
Yeah.
You recently moved house. Did you have to move all the Castile soap?
I did, sir. Yeah, I did. And I've almost used enough now because there's 3 scents. There's unscented. Then there's lavender, and then there's orange blossom. And I've almost used enough of the lavender and orange blossom that I can disperse the 20 litres of unscented into the other two, and then I go from 3 containers to 2 containers. Whoa.
Very good. I haven't asked you, Ben, how was your first night in the house?
It was good.
Yeah?
Cool. Good. That's what we've got time for.
Hi, Bell. Are we allowed to ask questions in Wednesday?
Yeah.
For questions?
Not anymore. Not now, but in the future we can.
Yeah. Sorry that was a bit of a quick one for the
no,
first.
No, it's good.
But proof of concept.
Yep. We're on in 40 seconds.
It was quick.
Okay, yep. See ya.
Bye. Goodbye. Bye.